We're talking today with Greg Birdwell. Greg's with the Windfill folks, and Greg, several products y'all have got working with right now. Of course, you're working with winter canola, and I know that we're looking forward right now and potential of a couple of variety releases for the fall of 15, which would be for the 2016 crop.
Yes, we are, Ron. Excited about those as we get into new technology in canola. Really, really excited about some of the new things coming in a cropland bag. We're going to have a couple of new varieties coming from our friends in Monsanto in a decal bag as well. It'll be new genetics, kind of give us a new opportunity to get our yields back up where we need to be. Certainly after all the weather events we've had the last 4 or 5 years in Oklahoma, breeding has slowed down just a little because we're certainly looking for winter hardiness. After where we've been, we sure don't want to bring a new variety to market that yields a lot, but if it doesn't have the winter hardiness, what's the point, right? If we don't have a stand through the winter, then our yield's pretty much determined. So really excited about that in the canola market. We still think it's a fantastic tool for a wheat grower to help get his fields cleaned up, give him something he can do that with that'll still turn a profit. Still excited about that coming. Looking at, you know, fall of 15, we'll have limited production on a couple of new ones. Really be the fall of 16 before you start seeing a big change, I think, in varieties in winter canola for Oklahoma.
But that most certainly, that's one of those key areas, that winter hardiness issue. And it seems like, particularly last year, the guys that didn't get hurt by extremely dry conditions, they got hurt by the cold.
Yes. That's true, Ron. I think winter hardiness in our program, winter hardiness seems to be the key factor. I mean, obviously, we all look for yield. We do. Monsanto does. Pioneer does. But we have to look at winter hardiness because when you look at how canola's surviving the winter here in Oklahoma, you know, some of that's production. We have to do a better job of teaching the guys how to grow it better. We're certainly working on that with our partners at Oklahoma State, K-State, all those folks. But yes, at the end of the day, it's, you know, winter hardiness is the name of the game. We have to be able to have a stand out there. You know, we can't harvest anything if we don't have a stand. And I'm a racing fan, so always, you know, you can't be first if you don't first finish. And that's kind of, we do that same analogy in canola. If we don't have a stand, then we know what our yield's going to be.
You're not going to finish, that's for sure. Greg, also, I know that you've got some things working in the cotton end of the business. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've got two new traits coming to cotton. Dow's coming with their Enlist, their 2,4-D tolerant technology, Ron. And then Monsanto's coming with their Extend, their dicamba tolerant technology. So you're going to see both a trait and a new chemistry product coming for those two crops. In a cropland bag, we're going to have two new varieties come out in pretty much just production only for the 2015 spring cotton crop that will both be have the Extend technology in those for dicamba use. We'll be a year away. EPA went back and wants to re-review dicamba use over the top of the crop. So we'll be, even though we'll have the genetics and we'll have the trait in the bag, we'll be a year away from being able to spray dicamba over the top. Same thing. Total new production to help us with resistant weed management in cotton. The industry's obviously excited about that. We are as well. Really looking forward to having the opportunity to work with those two new varieties and have a new tool out there to help us with pigweed, mare's tail, some of the problems we've had in cotton the last 4 or 5 years.
Obviously, we're really needing that technology.
Yes, resistance is a huge issue coming from east to west in Oklahoma. Worse in the east, obviously, where we've had more rainfall, but we're still picking it up in the west, and we're trying to get some new tools, new technology for the cotton grower out there. We certainly don't want to wind the clock back to where we were, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, where it was massive, intense labor to grow a cotton crop. We're past that. You know, we're competing for that acre for cotton. We have to have it to where larger acre grower can manage that, and we certainly need new tools to do that.